A dramatic change took place in what was the Danish Virgin Islands in 1917 when they were sold to the United States. Now, as early as the 1860s, William Henry Seward, who was the foreign secretary for the US, had been trying to get this through. They wanted a base in the Caribbean. And when in 1917 that happened, things changed dramatically here because there was an enormous amount of economic growth in the US, what were then now the US Virgin Islands, and a lot of Beebe Islanders went over there and worked. Likewise, there was the possibility of obtaining American passports on the basis that still today, if you're born in the United States Virgin Islands, you automatically receive American nationality, the same with Puerto Rico. So Virgin Islanders would plan their pregnancies, not necessarily around that, but as soon as they realized that it might be time, they would go over to the U.S. Virgin Islands, where medical care was slightly better probably, but then also in the knowledge that their child would get a U.S. passport. And so there's been a very strong American influence on the culture here in the BVI. Sometimes we call it cable culture, because obviously the cable TV that we get is from the U.S., and this has heavily influenced the younger generations. If you look around, you won't see many people wearing flat caps, but you'll see a lot of baseball caps. And likewise, if you look at the way Virgin Islanders dress today, or young Virgin Islanders, it's not what we call traditional Virgin Islands dress. So it's been heavily affected by the American influence. And then you have to understand also that Virgin Islanders really are in the majority in the territory today. By far, actually, the majority of people living here today are from the outside. And these come from a mishmash of different countries. Certainly as far as the Caucasian population, you've got people from South Africa, Europe and the Americas. You also get people from Asia coming in. We've had a recent influx of Filipino people coming in, and more you see these groups coming into the Virgin Islands, which is a reflection of the positive economic growth, but likewise it's also a reflection of insecurity, because for Virgin Islanders, knowing that you're in the minority in your own country is sometimes a little bit troubling. And so we see laws being passed and legislation being passed that more and more puts power in the hands of Virgin Islanders, ultimately on the basis that, economies like this are extremely fragile. The 2008-2009 crash really put these financial jurisdictions into the public eye, and the common man was saying, how come I'm broke when that guy who's got his money offshore is not only broke, is not only rich, he's now able to buy all of this property that's on the market cheaply and exponentially get richer because of this. Why is that allowed to happen?